The Haight-Ashbury District in San Francisco has long attracted people with unconventional ideas, most famously in the 1960s.
The aggressive determination of hippies to start a new society has made its mark upon San Francisco's Haight-Ashbury.
The first free clinic in the country was founded there, and the radical community action group The Diggers passed out free food every day in Golden Gate Park. Later on, that history drew people who had alternative visions about how to run a business, like the Red Vic Movie House, which ran as a collective on Haight Street for over 30 years. In 2011, like so many other independent theaters, it closed. But recently, a new venture reopened in the old space, and it's keeping those original, unconventional values alive. KALW's Ryan Miller, who was a member of the Red Vic Theater Collective in the 1980s, went to see how it's changed.
It's the grand opening of the second act events in the building where the Red Vic Movie House used to be. I'm squeezing my way through a crowd of about 200 people. A high school band is rocking out in the remodeled community theater space. It's a bite-sized version of an indoor market. There are five vendors with booths right up front as you walk in. There are freshly made juices.
It tastes a lot of ginger.
There's a spice vendor.
We do carry things like grains of paradise, citron peppercorns.
And a booth serving up handmade pierogi.
Two beef and cheese, one mushroom and kale, and one cabbage.
You got it.
Okay, cool. $17.75.
I hardly recognize the place, even though I spent a gazillion nights here when it was the Red Vic. There used to be a ticket counter right as you entered the door, and down there was a concession stand. Even for me, it's hard to imagine this used to be a movie theater, famous for its quirky calendar.
Foreign films, kind
right.
of classic films. Our sweet spot was always independent cinema.
The trees here are in misery, and the birds are in misery. I don't think they sing, they just screech in pain.
Well, Fassbinder, Herzog, Wim Wenders, huge, Truffaut, subtitled movies. That's what we were good at, showing subtitled movies.
Jack and Betsy Ricks are founding members of the Red Vic Collective, and also the two responsible for bringing new life to this place. They're looking through old movie calendars up in the office, where overstuffed binders hold the Red Vic archives. Betsy remembers the early days of their first business venture, started with a group of friends who were burnt out on community organizing.
It was a bunch of friends in our 20s, new to San Francisco, underemployed, spinning our wheels and trying to think of something really cool that we could do. And we wanted to do a business.
The idea of opening a movie theater won out. They found a location on the ground floor of the Red Victorian Bed and Breakfast. But none of them had any experience.
Well, okay, one of us had been an assistant manager in a movie theater in Michigan for a summer.
They did know how they wanted to run the business, a worker-owned and operated collective. Jack pulled out a creased piece of paper from one of the scrapbooks.
Actually, I saved this from 1979. We wrote out our operating principles. Our aim shall be to provide an environment in which we can be ourselves, in which we can share our love and positiveness with one another, and a basis from which we can spread that love and positiveness as far out into the world as we can.
I'm cringing.
I think that about says it.
Yeah.
The Red Vic was well known for a few things besides its random mix of movies. The refreshments were served in real wooden bowls and ceramic mugs.
And there were some legendary couches like the Blue Lagoon.
The Blue Lagoon, right.
The Blue Lagoon. But when we got it, I think we paid $3 for it, and we found $3.25 and change down
right.
at the bottom.
Right.
So we were thrilled. We were
right.
already making money.
For the first 25 years, the theater thrived. But online streaming changed everything. Ticket sales went way down. After limping along for a few more years, the theater closed.
The legendary Red Vic and the Haight screens its final film tonight.
Closing night was also the 31st birthday of the Red Vic, and true to tradition, they screened the cult favorite Harold and Maude, about a friendship between a 20-year-old boy and a 79-year-old woman.
Well, if you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free.
I mean, I think it was almost a parable for the end of the Red Vic and the reinvention. So great that the last scene ever shown at the Red Vic was Harold, you know, crashing the car and saying goodbye to something and moving on to something else.
For the Red Vic, that something else turned out to be the second act marketplace and events.
Hate Street, the second act. This is the grand opening. Give it up for seven acts.
The second act, the Rixes say, is a second chance, not just for the Red Vic, but for lots of others, too. They'll host benefits in the event space, and by providing a home for five small startups, those businesses are saved from raising the thousands they'd need to open up on their own.
Can I get the chicken and sausage gumbo, please?
New Orleans native Terrell Brunet runs High Cotton Kitchen. He serves up Southern comfort food at the second act.
Well, I've been a chef for 37 years, and I was working corporately, and I got tired of it. So I started as pop-ups. I started pop-ups in bars, making red beans and rice and gumbo at about 10 or 11 at night.
Now Brunet has a five-year lease at $1,100 a month. Rent includes use of the kitchen, washrooms, common seating area, as well as utilities and publicity.
And now this is our first, it's not really a brick and mortar, it's kind of a kiosk, but we kind of grew up a little bit. And it's nice.
He says he can feel the spirit of the old Red Vic in the new space.
This is the culture of H Street, culture of San Francisco, and now bringing another circle of people in with this food people. So it kind of brings us all together.
So the second act is a new scene, but like Hate Street in the 60s, its draw remains the same as when it was a neighborhood movie theater. It's still about bringing people together. In San Francisco, I'm Ryan Miller for Cross Currents.